All right, I'm going to show up and let you check.
Can I read your writing?
Actually, you can. I'm not like Bob Brock in this. It's a shorthand.
I hope you're not Bob Brock. We'll talk about Bob Brock.
Now. No secrets. Hello, gentlemen. How are you all?
Good.
I'm assuming we all know each other, but my name is Nick Papageorge, and this is the music category.
I have four new guys this year, so they don't all know you.
Well, I'm sorry. Steve, great job. Let's hear it for Steve. And let me tell you, most of the things I'm going to tell you, I know for a fact that he's told you to do. So really the onus is on you, right?
Right.
The music category, did you say there were new people or weren't new people?
Were.
Yes, four new people. The music category is the category where we adjudicate the music and the arrangement as you perform them on stage. That includes hearing how well you bring the message of the song across and yet use the tools we have in barbershop harmony. We don't have a band. We don't have drums. We don't have a guitar. We don't have an orchestra. So we have to make it feel and sound like that through things like key changes, pattern choruses, all the tricks that we do in barbershop. Okay? And then the second thing we do is we're the keepers of the style as of this day and time. And let me tell you that you always and the Lyre Medley are certainly great barbershop theater. Really, really good barbershop theater. So, would someone tell me when I'm getting close to... Well, they will. But they'll tell me when there's 2 minutes left. Tell me when there's 7 minutes gone by. Probably we've already taken two, but whatever.
Too fine.
Should I start with the bell? Which one do you want me to start with?
Something about
bell. Okay. I will tell you that I started out going, wow, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Let me tell you some of the strengths I heard. Steve has created a plan to get the song from beginning to end. I like to liken it to a musical comedy or a play or a movie. You start at the beginning, you tell people what it's about, what it's going to be about, what happens in it, and then you give them the big finish, right? But we have to go through all this other stuff. So you have to take pieces of the pie and put it together in a big whole, all right? And he's got a great plan to do that for you. Now, the execution of it is good, but I know it can be better. I know it can be better. I scored you 68, and my compadre scored you 68 on the first song. And I scored you 66, and the guy next to me scored me just 66 as well. So we were both right on. We were only one joke. That was a bad joke. Yes, I am schizophrenic. So that means you are, at this particular day, you are almost at the absolute B level. A lot of courses would die to be at the B level, but I know you want to be above that B level. And I know he wants you to be there. So the kinds of things, I already said, great plan, and the forward motion was really good. The plan that you attacked and the way you got it going. The problem was the execution. Many of you, when he started bringing up the excitement by giving an accelerando, you know, go faster, some of you weren't with him. Some of you were, some of you weren't. So what happens when that happens?
Awesome. Yeah.
Right? It clashes in the song. It's not together. You can't line up the chords and ring the sound. So I'm sure you're going to hear something from the singing guys. Sorry. From Russ. And the presentation guys also, because it's in their plan too. So the kinds of things that you really need to focus on, especially when something special is going to happen, like that. And you get that because the emotion of the lyrics and the emotion of the music at those points in time call for something to bring that emotion out. We don't have the band, remember? So what we do is we make things go a little quicker, and then we get to a place either that has great chords or that has great lyrics, and we slow it down and we just sweetly sing the crud out of it, right? And that's what he set up.
We just have to be with him.
Now, a lot of things can be factors.
10 minutes.
You can't hear on the stage. It's nervous. Any number of things. So we just have to practice doing that. You know, you have a guest night for a district. You do a. I'm trying to think of getting you there at district. Oh, what my mind is going now. Okay, this is just to tell you what I heard today. What's really important is in October, right? So when you get ready for it, you have people come in and watch you.
Don't usually. We may do that.
I think you should. The reason I think you should, maybe you don't organize it.
Right.
The president and the, you know, whoever. I'm sorry to put that on us on you, whoever you are, but let's pretend you were. I didn't know.
Right, he's not here right at the moment, so that's okay.
Oh, well, there you go. He's doing it. That would give you a place where you could possibly get nervous because people are watching you, especially if they're your family and friends. What's the worst thing you can do in a quartet? Who's the worst people to sing for? Your chapter. Oh, my God. Octavel, every quartet I've ever been in, to go to the Whittier chapter, we just fell flat on our face. Because you just get a little more nervous when you're singing for people you know. So that would be a good test. Videotape it, audiotape it, whatever. Okay? Because a lot of the things were because just little things like notes at important places were not right. Things weren't executed together at important places. What am I talking about, important places? Not. Where's not?
There were lots of nods.
Lots of nods.
Not something.
Not for just two names.
Nah, it's supposed to be huge, right? And it's supposed to be a big emotional place. And the notes weren't good and it was not executed.
Well, call me that one not. Yeah.
It was halfway through. It was like right before the key change.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right, okay.
And that has to be glorious. Because aren't you singing in like forte and it's real big?
Mm-hmm. That's quite there. No, not usually. Not there.
Okay, but, well, wherever that one is. Think in the tag, there's a beautiful swipe leading up to the last chord.
Yeah.
Not quite in tune. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so that takes that emotion, right, where it could go like this. You know, you got one or two choices. Make it great, make it, you know. And it wasn't, I'm just telling you that there are these places musically in the arrangement that give you the opportunity to just shine. And he knows where they are. He's leading you there. Do it. Listen to him, okay?
7 minutes.
And I know you listen to him. Figure out a way to make it happen when you're in front of people. Okay? Next song?
Yeah.
It's just all that stuff.
Yep.
Tenuto always is great. The key change was great, but then the sweat not so tune it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Same motion in this. Will Fly got louder that minute. It was good, but not together. The shell around him, not together. Motion.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure you're getting an audio tape.
Got the audio.
Excellent. I'm sure you'll hear. Liar Medley. Now this one, I went down. I went from 68 to 66. A lot of it is because of the excitement and the tempo. Did it go a little faster than you wanted it? Or was
I
about...
I didn't think about that one.
Okay, well, it felt to me like the excitement was getting to you and it wasn't as together. Like the chords weren't going together as well as the one before. Obviously because the other one is a little slower. You have time to be together. And this one, were you moving around? I didn't watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that could be part of it. And there's another reason to do it in front of people. Because when you go in front of people and you have choreography, you really do choreography. You have to feel what it's like to sing and do that choreography. At regular chapter meetings, you do the choreography, but you might do it like this. Right? When you're in front of people, you go. And now that's a whole different body feel for your singing. Right? And again, I'm not talking as a singing good. I'm saying the music will suck when the singing's not right. Did I write? Out of something.
You just told me I could read your writing. Now you can.
No, I can't read this. I usually put out of, like, out of tune or out of sync.
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 Definitely.
Life. There was a life swipe right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Out of sync. Chorus two, notes are not together, especially the basses. Listen to that. The second time the chorus comes around.
Right.
Okay? Again, you've got this thing that's going, and the second time you do it, maybe there needs to be a different volume change there too, because they sounded kind of the same as what I wrote down. Okay? That's to him, because he's around. This time the key change was close.
Right. Well, which one? There's five key changes in the
room. Well, the first one.
Yeah, first one was
five. And then, yes, sir.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
What is, in your barbershop mind, what is the most important chord of the song?
Last one.
The tag?
That's it.
The second to the last note.
Mm-hmm.
Was just not in tune. Has that been a problem before?
Not always. No.
It just wasn't quite there. So that when you hit that last one, it was okay, good. You know?
Yeah.
It's little things, little things. You're at a B level. Let's forget that I put you 2 points below that. You could have averaged. What did you average?
67.3.
Oh, so I was a good guy. Well, there you go. You're welcome.
Well, I've got 68 and you in position with 67.
Oh, man, I suck. Oh, I see, because 68 and 66.
That's right. There you go.
It just takes that little effort to go over that 70. Now, the hardest place to go is 79 or 80 to 81. Getting to that A minus thing is huge. So, do I think you can do that? I do. You've got the voices to do that. It doesn't take numbers. I mean, it's probably easier with numbers. But anybody can do it. Anybody. I mean, what's this? Aaron Dale has a chorus from Kentucky.
Yeah.
There's 16 of them. And they're metal at International. They just get their stuff together, you know. Any questions before the, you know, about the category, about what I heard, about did I hear it? Yes, I heard it. I heard all the good stuff. I'm trying to show you the places where Steve can help you improve. And again, did I say anything? Did I say anything that he hasn't talked to you about?
No.
Any of those places? Penultimate chord, maybe. And that could have been a, you know, something happened before. Yeah.
Since you didn't watch the choreography, did you hear it?
I heard that it was more exciting to not such a good benefit. Does that make sense what I just said?
Mm-hmm. I used the word choppy. I mean, that's what it felt like.
Okay.
Compared
I'll
to
go
the
with that, too.
A little raucous at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear
it.
Raucous indicates, you know, bad singing.
Yeah,
I didn't
wasn't,
hear
no, it wasn't raucous in that sense. Right.
But I did hear things not being together.
Yeah.
Right? What is a good way to fix that during chapter meetings? When he tells you, come on, let's go. We got to do it all the way out now. We got to really go for it. Don't just give me a half. You got to do that. And if you make a mistake, where's the best place to do it? Then. Figure it out then. Not here, right? That's the place to do it. And then he can help you go, okay, now, when you do all that stuff, be a little more legato. Let's try that. And you go, oh, my God, that's great. You mean, the chorus can feel when it's great, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you really ring a chord,
yeah.
You know. You just know. You know, so good question. And yeah, except I wanted to hear it another
way. Nick, do you have any one, like, if you were going to make one suggestion for something that would improve that you think would help maybe both songs overall?
I would. Somehow get the chorus to give 100 and, you know, I coach football. We don't ask for 100%. We ask for 110%. We say, I don't coach football anymore, I did, but my thing to our boys was, I want you to practice faster than game speed.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? Practice faster than game speed. That's indicating to them that I know that in a game, they do way more than they do in the practice. and I'm saying that to you. Practice it with more effort, like it's the game, with the lights, and that'll help. Because then he'll be able to hear, wait, something's going on, what's going on, you're not together. Let's do the same thing and be together. And you give the effort, and it's together, and oh my God. We sound like the VM. Notice how you say listeners. We're not all 10, you know.
Okay.
Is that it?
You have a bye this next step. Okay. 15 minutes.
Nothing else quickly? No? Yes, maybe?
The good news, gentlemen, is when Jim, Paul, and I were listening to this song, about that up tune about a month ago, we had you in the low 50s.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So the song is definitely developing and developing at a good rate.
Yeah.
So
and I saw something somebody wanted.
Well, did you hear the meaning of the second song?
Oh yeah. And Martin was laughing next to me. So
well, he was here to coach it.
He wrote the plan.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Yeah. That's good. No.